This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. The fallout from Bob Catter's anti-gay marriage ad has taken a personal turn, with his half-brother Carl fronting a counter-ad from lobby group Get Up.
When I saw my half-brother's homophobic campaign ad, my thoughts went straight to the young Australians who will see this on TV, telling them that they don't belong, that they are somehow inferior. Our nation's leaders should not be telling the community that it's okay to discriminate.
Carl Catter says his half-brother's homophobia is overshadowing all of his positive achievements and gives the impression that Queensland is a backward state.
Protesters have lodged complaints with the Anti-Discrimination Board after claims an anti-gay marriage truck linked homosexuality with paedophilia. Christian Democrat Peter Madden is behind the truck, which arrived in the northern New South Wales town of Lismore last Saturday. It was soon targeted by pro-gay marriage protesters who vandalised the truck with paint, glitter and streamers. The billboard was widely criticised, including by Mayor Jenny Dow, who said while she didn't support the damage caused to the truck, she did support the protesters' message.
There is a difference between freedom of speech and vilification. Someone can express their views, but to vilify a community and draw a long bow, such as Peter Madden was doing, is totally offensive, and I think everyone has a right to protest.
But one of the protesters, Virginia Barrett, says she has no regrets.
Honestly, you know, he's come to the heartland of LGBTIQ territory. We have the largest percentage of queers per capita of anywhere. So people were angry. It was really a groundswell of community response. So I have no regrets. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Feminist writer Germaine Greer has been glitter-bombed during her visit to the Wellington Embassy Theatre for New Zealand Readers and Writers Week. The glitter was thrown at Greer by the Queer Avengers group, who said the author had a history of outing prominent trans women and denouncing them as, quote, ghastly parodies of womanhood. QNN first reported on glitter bombing last year, which involves throwing glitter on public figures who have made queerphobic or transphobic comments.
The fight for equality will be a prominent feature on the daily commute of Melburnians from Monday, with the launch of an anti-homophobia billboard at Richmond Station. The billboard is part of the Commitment Project, which features photographs of same-sex couples who have been in a relationship for more than the average length of an Australian marriage, 8.7 years. Project organiser Evan Cooper told QNN he hopes the billboard shows that gay couples deserve the same legal rights and public respect as their heterosexual counterparts.
It just shows how diverse the gay and lesbian community is, but also just how everyday they all look. You know, it's not about, you know, Mardi Gras costumes. It's just people that, you know, could be your next door neighbour. They could be the person that you're sitting next to on the bus. And it's just everyday and very normal and very common. And we're all exactly the same, really.
An American student has been convicted in court for spying on his gay roommate with a webcam and sharing the images with other students. The victim, Tyler Clementi, was captured on camera kissing a man, and days after learning he had been filmed, he took his own life. 20-year-old Darren Ravi was never accused for involvement in his roommate's death, but was found guilty of 15 charges, including invasion of privacy, and will be sentenced in May.
Washington residents stage a march this week to honour the victims of three gay hate crimes within 3 days earlier this month. The silent march for victims of GLBT violence began near where a gay man was shot in the chest on March 11. The march also comes after a gay man was left with a broken jaw after he was robbed and beaten on March 12, and a transgender woman being knocked unconscious the following day.
And briefly in other news, a man in San Diego is suing police and gay pride organisers following his arrest for public nudity for wearing a leather gladiator costume.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
In the NHL, the You Can Play project has been launched by Philadelphia Flyers scout Patrick Burke in honour of his late gay brother.
If you can play, you can play.
More than 30 hockey players have lent their voice to the message about accepting gay teammates.
Thanks, Tanya. And if there's a story out there that you want to hear reported on QNN, then let us know about it. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.